Hey there, welcome along. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for January 27th, 2020. And of course, this is a super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories that we've been talking about over the weekend and past 24 hours. So first up, there's a couple of bits of YouTube news to discuss, and the first bit revolves around premium accounts, as you can now get a free channel membership perk each month to the value of $5 or £5 in the UK. The membership perk allows you to support your favourite creators on the platform, and it gets you access to things like member-only videos, private live streams, community posts or live chats alongside custom channel badges and emoji. You should see this on the homepage when you load youtube.com for the first time. On top of that, YouTube TV on desktop is now prompting frequent watchers to install a progressive web app, which, as you may or may not know from previous podcasts, is essentially a faux native app. It essentially is a separate Chrome tab that is independent of Chrome on your other web browsers, and it acts as a standalone application of sorts. I've personally used the progressive web app for YouTube Music, and I must admit, if YouTube TV is half as good, then it should be pretty great. Google Camera 7.3 is now rolling out with a number of tweaks, including to the flash menu, which now appears on top of the mini menu when loading on your device. It had a slight reshuffle as a result, so that means that the motion controls are now below flash. There's also the ability to enable Do Not Disturb access so that notifications don't ruin your recordings or photo taken too, which we think is a solid addition. Our teardown of the APK also shows that 24fps video recording looks set to be coming in a future update, and the code also shows prep being made for the Pixel 4a, as the code names are within the codebase for this version of the Google Camera app. If you do use the Google Camera app, the update should be rolling out right now for your device. The latest Galaxy S20 leak has shown off the official case lineup, which looks set to follow the traditional Samsung route with some silicone cases, a couple of hard cases and flip cases on top. There's also news that the new Galaxy Buds Plus are set to come free with pre-orders of the device at retailers online and in-store. And finally, Google has started rolling out a new redesigned MediaView dashboard on Nest Hubs. The new UI can be accessed by swiping down from the top of your Nest Hub display and tapping the green media shortcut. You should now see a grouped media list of everything currently being played in your home, with mini control menus for each device. You'll also get information on which devices or groups media is playing on, rooms the devices are in, the content provider of the media, like Netflix or Spotify, along with the artist info. This new UI should be rolling out right now and should be on your devices over the coming weeks. That was a super quick overview of all of the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of their stories in their full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com, and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed or in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.